Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father. I trust and pray that you all have had a blessed week and that God has kept you and sustained you as you went about your daily affairs throughout the course of this week. My prayers that God was continuously bless you, and not only bless you, but bless your homes, your families, and your loved ones. For remember, in the book of Matthew, it says, if we seek God first in his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. So I just come to encourage you today to continue to seek God, amen, and to seek his truth. And don't worry about nothing, because God is going to take care of everything for you. Amen. Yes, this is yours truly, Pastor Robert C. Lee of the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1623 McHenry, that's McHenry Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana, coming to you live at KAYT 88.1 FM radio here in the Alexandria studios. Amen. I want to invite you to come out and fellowship with us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And we have Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Praise the Lord. Now, on tomorrow at 11:30, that is at 11:30, we will be traveling to Jonesville, amen, Louisiana, at Moss Grove Baptist Church. They will be celebrating 171 years of existence. And New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church will be the guest church. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you there, because 170 years is a milestone. Amen. 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 Now, on today, my brothers and sisters, I would just like to ask you a question. And the question that I would like to ask you this morning is, where is your guardian? Let me say that again. Where is your guardian? Amen. Now. Let me read something to you. In the book of John, chapter 18, verses 1 and 2, it said, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook of Cedron, where was a garden, into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, the brook of Cedron is a raven on the east side of Jerusalem toward the Mount of Olives. The garden was Gethsemane. Though John does not give its name, nor does he give an account of Jesus' prayer there or of the disciples' sleepiness, but this is the place where Jesus went and prayed. Remember the prayer? He said, Father, must I drink of this cup? But nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Amen. And during this time, it was nighttime. And that's when Judas came with the band of soldiers. And they came with a light looking for the light. But the question that I ask you is, where is your garden? You see, for Jesus, his garden was on Gethsemane, where he went and he prayed and he seeked solitude where he could feel his peace. You see, my brothers and sisters, as we grow up, many of us turn to certain things as a form of escape. Amen. Some of us use our work as escape. Some of us use our exercise as escape. Some of us use sex as a form of escape. Some of us use drugs and alcohol. All these can be used in many different ways. Some can be used in a positive way, and some can be used in a negative way. But there's one place where I go, me, myself, talking about me, myself, and I, one place where I go when I'm feeling despondent, and that place is my diary. Writing in my journal is a place where I always feel safe. I can reflect on my day and almost always feel a sense of peace and accomplishment when I write in it. Although it may not traditionally be considered as prayer, but writing in my journal is a meditative. It's a way that I can meditate on my day and contemplate my day and think about what has transpired throughout the course of my day. Because remember, we always want to do the best that we can to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. And in order for that to happen, I have to pattern my life after that man named Jesus. Amen. I know I can't be him, but then I have to think about the things that I did and throughout the course of the day. Did I do this appropriately? Did I handle this in the best way that I can? So when the next time that situation present itself to me, I will be able to look at it in a different light. You see, my brothers and sisters, if I don't focus on anything, how can I change anything about me? And that's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. What can I do to change me in order for me to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in the eyesight of God? You see, my brothers and sisters, when I focus on my journal, it becomes a calming action that helps me focus on the things that are most important to me. My journal, in a way, is my garden of peace. In these verses, Jesus goes to pray with the disciples of the brook of Cedron in a garden. His soon-to-be betrayer, Judas, knew where to find Jesus. Amen. Even as Jesus knew of his impending end, he still remained calm. Even though Jesus knew that men were coming to take him captive, he still remained calm. You see, my brothers and sisters, think about this. When you know something has happened, do you still remain calm? When you know something is going down and it's not going down the way that it's supposed to be going down, do you still remain calm? And even in the world of today, we face with a lot of injustice. Do you still remain calm? When troubles arise around you, do you still remain calm? That's why we need our garden of peace. That's why we need our garden of tranquility. Because there, when I go there, I can have a little talk with the man who can make everything all right. You see, my brothers and sisters, in trials and tribulation, how are you handling it? Are you getting disruptive? Are you becoming confused? Are you becoming burnt out? How are you handling it? What better place for Jesus to spend his final hours than in a place of peace? So I'm not going to say this is your final hour, but what better place for you to spend your time, quality time, than in your place of peace? Amen? You see, Jesus spent his remaining hours doing what he enjoyed, the most with the people that he enjoyed the most with. You see, what I'm saying is Jesus spent his final days, his final hours talking to his Father. You see, because he enjoyed talking to his Father. And then he spent it with the people who he enjoyed spending, talking to his father with the most. That's why the Bible encourages us to forsake not the assembly with others, because we should come together all on the same accord and agree that there is a God. And we should just come to realize that just having a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. It might get, this world might get rough sometimes. This world might throw some curves at me sometime. But when I go to my secret place, when I go to my garden of peace, when I experience the tranquility that is there just by me talking to Jesus and telling him all about my troubles, everything has a tendency to be all right. For I read somewhere where it said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And I come to realize that God is my tower of refuge. When I'm feeling weak, he's my tower of strength. When I'm feeling hungry, he's my tower of bread. When I'm feeling thirsty, he's my tower of water. I'm talking about the living water. God is my everything. God is my all. And all the people of old used to say, he's a rock in a weary land. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So that's why I go to him. When I'm feeling distressed, I go to the Lord. When I'm feeling down and out, I go to the Lord. And I go to him in my secret place, in my garden of peace, just to say, thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you, Lord, for loving me in spite of myself. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me even when I wasn't deserving. Jesus went away and prayed. In his final hour, Christ goes to pray with the disciples in the garden. So again, I ask you, my brothers and sisters, what is your peaceful place? Where is your peaceful place? Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, just asking that you continue to have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, as the people travel along the dangerous highways, I pray that you give them traveling grace. Oh, Father God, I pray for every home that within the sound of my voice, asking that you bless them, oh, Heavenly Father, and make continue to make their home a peace and a home of prayer. I pray for their family members. I lift them up unto you, oh, Heavenly Father, and place them in your care. Oh, Father God, I pray for every bed of affliction. Oh, Father God, I pray for the people that's behind the prison walls. Oh, Father God, I pray for the children of today. Oh, Father God, I pray for the people that are hanging out on the street corners. I pray for that drug addict. I pray for the alcoholic. Just asking you, oh, Lord, to continue to have mercy upon them. Oh, Father God, I come praying for the policemen. I come praying for the firemen. I come praying for every office of official. Just asking you, O Lord, to have mercy upon them. O Lord, I come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. For in your word it said that if your people, which are called by your name, would just humble themselves when they pray, and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and come forth and heal the land. I pray for healing in the land today. In the mighty and gracious name of Jesus, I ask all these blessings and more. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at KAYT881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP. Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and Me.
I feel so His precious face.